that is Just Jack Stars in Their Eyes here on The Late Show, BBC Radio London. If you're just joining us now, it's so lovely to have you here with us. Welcome to the show. Kick your shoes off and put your feet up.
That's right. Now, our next guest, it's going to be real fun. So I think it's quite obvious that many of us experience the world through different eyes. I think that's fair to say. But we've never really gained an insight into them, right? We never really gain an insight into other people's lives, whether that's our friends or family members. They never really let us know what happens in their life throughout their day-to-day. And I mean, as much as social media may be an archive for memories, selfies, and special moments, like Instagram, for instance, pretty much has replaced our photo album. I think we can all agree on that. However, no matter how many images in that we see, words always have more to say than a picture. And I know, what was the phrase, Selma? A picture tells 1,000 words, right? A picture tells 1,000 words, but I can only imagine a book has 1,000,000 of words to say to you, okay? Now, our next guest, he has been with someone who's built his career and his business on stories, biographies, and memoirs, having documented over 1,000 stories internationally, right? The name of the company is Story Terrace, and he has come to answer that call for all of us who have a life to tell but haven't had the courage to put it into a book. Can we please give Rutger Bruning a huge round of applause and welcome to tonight's show? Hey.
Hey. Good evening, and welcome
to The Late Show.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Listen, I'm one of the people who have written a book before, but I'm yet to be put into a situation where I get someone to write a biography over me. I tend to think I have a boring life. I'm not going to lie. I really tend to think I have a boring life. Do you feel like everyone has an important story to tell, Rutger?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we, as you've just said, we've done over 1,000 life stories, and I have to say I haven't read all of them, but I've read many of them, including people who from themselves think they don't have remarkable lives. And if they tell their story honestly and they really talk about the turning points in their lives, which everyone has, it's such a beautiful thing to read, especially for people close to them.
So you've never told someone when they said to you, hey, this is my life, you was like, this is a bit boring. We need to switch it up a bit. We need to spice it up a little bit. You've never been put in that position.
That's definitely not what we do. We actually tell it from their perspective, using their voice. And yes, some people are very shy when they get started, or they don't know where to get started, or they're not sure what they want to talk about. And that's such a beautiful thing about making a book, that actually you can talk about anything. And at the very last moment, you can either get rid of a chapter talking about someone, or you can change the way you describe a brother or a sister slightly, so you can find the exact right words. So that really helps people to, you know, to be free when they speak.
Rutger, you've mentioned previously, and the statistics all say that during coronavirus lockdown, people have read a lot more than they previously did, but people have also taken up new hobbies and new skills, and writing has been one of the things that people have taken up, and publishers have seen a huge surge in manuscripts being submitted to them. I feel like coronavirus has been a time that has been very, very reflective. What is it about this period that suddenly makes people look introspectively and say, do you know what, I'm going to start writing about my life, or I have a story to tell?
Yes, I mean, I think it's a combination of two things. One is having the time to reflect. I mean, life is so fast, and we're always online, and there's always news, and there's so many social things to attend that we really miss the time to reflect these days. And that's completely changed, especially for, well, anyone who doesn't have sort of homeschooling type issues. They have a lot of time to reflect during the lockdown. And secondly, is that realization that, you know, life can be very short, and that, you know, results in people thinking more about their loved ones, things they've been through, picking up an old photo album, which all bring back a lot of memories.
So, Rutger, this is a very personal show. Me and Sam love diving into who the person is behind the facade or behind the business. In this case, it is Story Terrace. Has there been something within your experience or within your life that had triggered you into saying, you know what, I'm invested in other people's lives and other people's stories and giving them a voice, giving them a platform? Has something happened to you, or did you feel like there was just a need, there was a void in the publishing world or in the memoir world where you needed to say, do you know what, I'm going to do something about this? Because most business people, they say, do you know what, there's a gap in the market, I'm going to fill it. Was it that case for you, or was it a personal experience that made you say, do you know what, I need to do something about this?
It was very much a personal experience. I mean, I regretted I didn't record my grandparents' life stories. My grandfather was a great old-fashioned storyteller. I spent a lot of time with him and my grandmother over the holidays when my mom was working. And he would tell me about the Second World War, about how he met my grandmother, traveling to the Caribbean, where he was a doctor. And he told stories with, you know, these really old-fashioned details, smoking cigars while playing backgammon with me. And after he passed away, the stories faded so much quicker than I expected that I always regretted that I didn't take, you know, the effort to write them down. And since then, I've been, you know, hearing so many stories from other people that experienced the same problem that I thought I should find a solution for this.
That is emotional. I'm gonna share something with you now. In hearing you say that, it was a time when my grandma on my dad's side came to my house. We call her Nana Cape. And I said to myself, I don't know much about your life. I don't know much about your experiences when you grew up. Who was your boyfriend? Who did you date? What was your experience? Did you know your dad? Did you know your mom? Like, I didn't have any of those conversations with her. Mm-hmm. And I regret that. And she's still alive to this day. She's my only Nana that I have left. And you're making me wonder, are you encouraging people to not just write their stories, but to inquire into other people's lives and almost have a book between you through a conversation? Because at the end of the day, memories are just what you are immortalizing within your books. But conversations that last a lifetime are the ones which aren't surface level, which they aren't, oh, how are you doing? They are what has happened to you in your life that has made you the person you are today. And I feel like you're encouraging me to pick up my phone and dial Grenada when I come off of air and say, tell me a bit about you. Tell me something I don't know about either my mom, my dad, my grandma. It's really excavating the relationship you think you know and finding that true person. Have you found anything new regarding you, though? Have you excavated your own personal journey and realized, ooh, there's a story in there?
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, I mean, I'm super happy to hear what you say. I mean, if I can inspire you a little bit to give your grandma a call this weekend and even speak in 30 minutes, people can say so many things you've never heard and you know, share so much details. In terms of my own life, I mean, I'm kind of forced continuously by, you know, hearing about other people's lives to think a lot about my own, of course. And by, you know, capturing the stories of my family. So my aunt, she turned 80 last year, and I gave her a book, and she was really surprised and emotional. And when she wrote that book, there were so many things in there that I didn't know from my mom's sister, about her life and her parents. And a lot of things, you know, became clearer to me about, you know, my life, where certain things came come from my mom that sort of, you know, unconsciously were also part of me. Mm.
Rutger, why is it that you thought, do you know what, people's stories in terms of biographies, life stories, memoirs, they're what I want to focus on. They're the things that I want my career to be built on. Why wasn't it, I don't know, fantasy or fiction? What is it about other people's lives that is so intriguing?
I think it's a huge problem that we lose the stories of the people that we care about and that we don't know enough about them. I think the world would be such a better place if we all had, you know, a short book about all of our grandparents that would explain so much and give us so much to hold on to in life. They've gone through so many ups and downs, which many people don't realize because they only see a small part of their life. And so I think it's a very important thing to do.
Do you know what? Me and Sam were talking about sending letters to people. We're talking about sending lengthy emails. And it made me reflect on how we communicate with each other. I'm a poet, if you didn't know, right? Me and Sam are a poet. Yep. So we tend to write our feelings and thoughts down on a page. It's one of the most scariest things I've ever done, is to just expose myself to myself. Usually we have this normalization where it's okay to hide things. And I think poetry is the one form which shows you the truth in a very unyielding way. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, you don't really hold back when it comes to poetry if you're really about the craft. And in some ways, I guess, we're not telling people to become bestsellers, right? You're not just giving tips in terms of, hey, like, turn your life into a bestseller, the number one on Amazon or whatever it is. It's about finding new ways to communicate your story and how the world has affected you and how you've affected the world. And I'm going to share this with you. I feel like today I'm just sharing things, Salma.
Hello.
When I was 18 years old, okay, Rutger, you could be a therapist because you're bringing out secrets from me tonight, right?
I'll charge you afterwards.
Hey, no, charge the BBC, not me, all right? I remember at the age of 18, I didn't know what I wanted from life. I didn't know where I wanted to go. I didn't know what my friends were, if I had real friends. And I was quite the introvert in university. People thought I was a socialite, but I was very much an introvert. And I used to sit in the University of East London with a pen and paper, and I would write these poems to understand who I was and why I existed in the world the way I did. And in some way, I feel like I've now got these memorabilia of timestamps in my life that I could never remember unless I had written it down. And the moment I have kids, I'm going to share that with them and say, this was your father at the age of 18, 19, and 21. And the reason I'm prefacing this next question with that is because there's a lot of us that we forget growing up. There's a lot of us that we almost put to a side. There's a word called confabulation, which is when you can't remember, let's say, the middle part of a story, you'll make it up. So the truth always disappears. In some ways, you are immortalizing a truth which some people are scared to admit to. Do you find it hard excavating the real raw secrets that people have? Or is it just easier to do, you know, like a commercial sugarcoating way of saying, oh, this is a very exciting and glamorous story that you have or a narrative to share? Do you find it easier to get into the nitty gritty of someone's life?
I mean, we work with professional writers. So, you know, these thousands of books that we've created, they've all worked with a professional writer, and they love to get into the depth, and they are skilled to do it, and they take their time. You know, you don't, you know, dive into the deepest end of someone's life in the first 10 minutes.
I mean, you did that with me just now, my friend, so...
So yeah, I think now I got lost what I was trying to say.
No, you're articulating how they are professional writers, so they find it quite easy to dig into the parts that most of us hide away from ourselves. And for me, how do you give tips to people then? Let's say that like all of our Radio London listeners are now tuned in, listen to Rutger Breuning, who is the CEO and founder of Story Terrace. What tips would you give to people who are aspiring to write books that don't need to be top sellers, but could be?
Yes, I mean, I think, well, one thing is just write every day, 30 minutes, no matter whether it's good or bad. And that's the way to get writing. Because for most people, it's procrastination, which gets them to not even get started or not write anything. It's much better to write something terrible than to write nothing at all. So that's the first thing. And if you want to write about your life, I think you need to be ready for it. You know, so and you need to be open to doing it. I think that's really important, because otherwise you do maybe get that kind of book that you were talking about earlier, where you actually don't dive into the most important things in your life. And then, you know, we have a lot of tips and tools for people. We have a questionnaire which people can fill out on our website just to get going, to bring back some memories.
Do you know what? You're definitely someone who's been media trained, all right? Definitely someone who's been media, because you articulate your answer in such a way, it's very succinct. I kind of want to get to the... No, honestly, I want to get into the point where if I was to sit down in a room with you and Salma right now, and I was to say to you, what would your book, what would your biography say about you? If that was the thing you was going to leave behind the day you pass away, what would it say about you? Yeah, we're throwing you in a deep end today. This is not an easy show to cover. We want to find the nitty-gritty parts of you. What would your story say?
I'm quite a driven person. And what I would like to discover as part of creating my biography is really why that is. So that's maybe not an answer, but So I think that, you know, that's something that I think I would, as part of creating the book, is something that I would need to discover. I think, you know, to reflect in such a way, to write a book, it's going to be different. You don't know exactly what you're going to write down when you start.
There's a book, I don't know if you've heard of it, it's by Stephen Pressfield, right? It's called The War of Art, not The Art of War, which everyone gets confused by, which is by Sun Tzu. It's called The War of Art. And he says that, and there's a quote which is on my wall because it helps me pick up a page or pick up my laptop and always write. And he said, a professional is dedicated to defeat their own self-sabotage every morning. I think every single one of us has a story in us. I think every single one of us has a life to tell. Maybe we don't have as much faith or confidence in those narratives or in those stories, but we all have some of them. As a last final word to those people who are saying, do you know what, Rutger's just saying it because, you know, he has a business. This is going to support the business. He doesn't understand how hard it is to put your worth, your lack of self-esteem into a book, even if it's a self-help book. What would you tell them, to the people who are naysayers and think it's not as easy as writing 30 minutes a day or confronting yourself by writing the truth? What would you say to those people?
That's true. I mean, it is incredibly hard. Like, I'm not denying it at all. And that's why I'm saying, just do it. Do it for yourself. And don't put a lot of pressure with expectations. Just get writing. Get things out there. and then find some help, you know, from friends or anyone who you would like to take it to the next level. But it's all about getting started.
Awesome. Listen, Rutger, if people want to get in touch with you, because I can imagine right now people are typing away on a BBC email to say, Lion, we need to get Rutger's email. We need to know how to contact him. How can people get in touch with you, my friend?
Yeah, they can go to our website, which is Story Terrace, and that's TERRACE.com.
Listen, thank you so much for joining us. I'm probably going to do an autobiography when I have more life to tell. I think where I'm at right now, it's not going to be a fun story for you. But when I am ready, me and Sal, we're knocking on your door, my friend. Until then, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I can't wait to see the many stories that come out of Story Terrace. Thank you, my friend.
Great pleasure. And don't forget to call your grandma.
Hey.